And we're holding by the end of Perek Beis. Ayavi Bahe. Now we have something extremely important happened. Ayavi Bahe. Umodcha Yoshe Bishar. Because of Esther. Kotsa Bixo Veser Shnei Sarise Hamelech Bishoyre Asaf. Why was it by Yomim Ohem, those days? So Chazal say, because this whole thing took place in Teves, and they were the Shomri Asaf. And they were, like a lot of these type of people, they were supposed to guard the bedroom of the king. So they used to wait till he fell asleep. When he fell asleep, they went off, and they went to sleep themselves. Since he was married Esther, he was awake the whole night with Esther. So it was Ayin Menorah, and they couldn't go to sleep. It drove them crazy. So what do they do? Well, there's a simple solution, right? These grace are mentioned. Kill him. So they decided they're going to get rid of Achashverosh. Vayivoda hadova leMordechai. And the thing became known to Mordechai. How did the thing became known? So it says, Chazal say that since Mordechai was from the Sanhedrin, to be on the Sanhedrin you have to know 70 languages. Mordechai was called Balshon. He knew 70 languages. And they thought they were talking in Tarshish, in their own language. And they thought nobody could understand. Realize if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you speak in English, you never know who might be understanding what you're saying. You know? So be careful when you talk in English. You think sometimes, oh, nobody can understand what we're saying. You never know. In Eretz Yisrael, a lot of people speak English. But even if you speak Tarshish, you never know. Somebody, maybe there's Mordechai there, listen to hear what you're saying. Al Kopanim, Mordechai found out about it. Now, look at the difference. They are Avdei HaMelech, and look at their name honest to the Melech. They don't like what's going on. First of all, they never did the job properly in the first place. And then, when it doesn't go to fee what they want, so they decide to kill him. Mordechai is tzaddik. Mordechai knows this plan. And when they're modest Gemura, he goes and tells Esther. Vayagid Esther Malko. Now Esther could have made the Chayyim could have made be mavich from this. She could have told the Melech herself, Meshem herself, and then she would have shown how Nehemon she was to think. She's also a tzaddikus. Cholina, say something Meshem himself if it's not Meshem himself. So she told it over Meshem Mordechai. See the contrast of their monos of tzaddikim to the rishus of rishoyim. Vayevukash hadavar, and it was investigated. So they tried to kill him, the Chazal tell us, with poison. And they so they gave a dog to eat the food, and the dog died. Vayimotse, and it was discovered. It was true. Vayitolu shneim al eitz. So they were hung. And it was written in the Chronicles, Lifnei HaMelech, Subshat Lifnei HaMelech. So the Rafashim explained, there are two sets of Chronicles. They had one, everything was that happened ever was written in a big Divrei HaYomim. They had somewhere, the Divrei HaYomim department. Because every tiny thing that happened, every major thing that happened, was all written. All the news was written down there. But they had a second, a kitzer, Divrei HaYomim, which was kept in front of the king. And there they put only certain pieces of information. The Hashgacha had it that this whole story was written in the Divrei HaYomim, Asher Lifnei HaMelech, in those Divrei HaYomim. Okay. The Chayra, an innocent event which is totally irrelevant. The Ma'aseh Chazal tell us, but the Raya is from here. This innocent, well, maybe it's not so innocent, but this little Ma'aseh about being so Teresh is what's going to be Goyreb, the Gula of Klal Yisrael. It's a vital ingredient in the whole story. And therefore, we can go to Perek Gimel, and we can understand what Chazal say, Acha Hadvorim Ha'ele. So, Acha Hadvorim Ha'ele, Gidol HaMelech HaChashvesh is Hava. So, the Pshutai is that after Esther became the queen, and he saw what Choshev a queen Esther was, she even saved his life. And whose Eitzah, how come Esther became the queen? So I think it was because the Nari HaMelech gave the Eitzah. But he was a Lamdan. He wanted to go to the Yisod of everything. What was the Yisod of the Nari HaMelech? Was Haman's Eitzah. So he decided to reward Haman. You could say another pshat. The Maisa, it says, Vayitolu Shnei Balo Eitz, it's not Mashma that there was a court case. It's not Mukhrach, there wasn't. But I call upon him, a lot of the Mefarshim say, that this was the first time the Melech, after killing Vashti, was that he used the Haman Amendment, the Mabuchan Amendment, that the king could decide, it was Nogea to him, something's Nogea to him, they threatened his life, so he ordered they should be executed. So, Acha Advarim Ha'ele, that was all because of Haman. So he was Gidal Haman. Gidal HaMelech HaChashverosh is Haman. Chazal say something else. Chazal say, Acha Advarim Ha'ele, Acha the Refuah was Mukhan for the Machlo. And Chazal say, that by Klal Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shalom only brings the Gzeira after the Refuah is Mukham. And by the Goyim, it goes the other way. He brings the Refuah after the Machla. So the Choyra, what's the difference? You only need the Refuah after the Machla is there. So what's the difference if you make the Refuah first and then the Machla, or the Machla then the Refuah? You've always got the Refuah and you give the Refuah. There's a very big difference. If you make the refuah first, then what's the pshat the machla? The machla doesn't have any schus kiyum on its own. The whole point of the machla is to get to the refuah. All right, the tachlis is you make the refuah first. But if you make the machla first, and then you make the refuah, so the machla is because you want the machla. And now you decide, okay, maybe we'll give a refuah to this machla. But the machla has a schus kiyum b'fnei atzmo. But if you make the refuah before the machla, so then, my story is, the whole point of the machla is only to get to the refuah. Which be'etzim is what we're being told here. Everything that's happened here is all the hakdama to have, get Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. That's the softness of the refuah. To get Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, go back to the moshul of the God at the beginning, when the Melech exiled his son into the forest, and the whole point was to be machzir him b'tshuva. Everything here is all ingredients to be moira Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, and tikkun that to be metaken the averas which needed the tikkun. So achad v'orim o'ele. Now we can start with the machla. Gid al HaMelech HaChashverosh is Haman ben Abdoso HaGogi v'ayinaseihu. Gid al the God is b'kesef, Bobby, gave him a lot of money. V'ayinaseihu, he elevated him, that's covered. V'ayosim is kiso me'al kol ha'sorim ha'she'itoi. Remember, he was number 7 at the beginning of the Megillah, Memuchan. Now he made his kisei, he made him the most choshev sar of all the sorim with him. Tremendous godless he gave him, chashivas. V'chol avdei ha-melech, asher b'shar ha-melech, koirim u'mishtachavim lahoman. And all the avdei ha-melech started bowing down kneeling and bowing down to Haman. Ki chayin tziva loy ha-melech. Because the melech was mitzave that they have to do that. U-mordechai lo yichra v'li ishachaveh. Now this is a very strange pasuk. L'chor it should say, right? Gid ala melech l'samashveves. V'ayin aseyu. V'ayosim iskisoy. I told you before, the vav ha-hepech is the vav, the continual thing. So then it should say that he was elevated his kisei above everyone else. Then it should say Vayitzav HaMelech al kol Avdei HaMelech Hashem B'Shar HaMelech Lichroya Lishtacha V'Islahabot. So the next thing is the Melech. Why does he say that they bowed down to him because the Melech was Mitzaveh? So it shouldn't be Kazach. What is the Melech doing here? Giving him absolute covet, right? That's what's going on. Absolute covet and tremendous money. So, okay, he was mitzvah everybody to bow down. Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh. And Mordechai refuses even to be korea. He won't do anything. Lamashu. Why not? What's your problem, Mordechai? So Chazal say, the Haman made himself into an avodah zarah. Since he made himself to avodah zarah, Mordechai ha-Yehudi, who's holding a sword, is from the Ika, things of Mordechai, this is his tikkun, he's not going to be mishtachaveh to anything which is a srach avodah zarah. And that's going to be metakeh nechet. Oh, we have to understand much more here. What's the pshat Haman made himself to avodah zarah? What's it mean? Everybody knew that Haman was born whenever he was born. And he was a little kid and he grew up. And then now he's become a klakah. So how does he make himself to Avodah Zarah? He thinks he's God now. So this Shaila, the Ramban asks, like Paro claimed he was God. How could Paro claim he was God? Everybody knows he was born, etc., etc. So, okay, he fooled the people. He pretended he never made Ashiyotza. But so what? But everybody knew he didn't live forever. He wasn't here forever. Everybody knew he didn't make the Yor. He said, Li Yor, Ani Asisini, I made myself, the Yor is mine. How can it be? Sokta Rabban, people weren't stupid. The Lomdus of Avodah Zarah is that it's the Ike of it is the Kechovim Mazolis Lemano. And in the way the world is set up, every mensch has a mazel lemala. And when, says the Ramban, when they see that somebody projects to tremendous gedula, that's a siman that his mazel lemala is very strong. And he's just an incarnation, a representation of the mazel lemala. So when they serve the human being, they mean to serve the mazel lemala. Be'etzim, the whole idea of idols is the same thing. The idol represents a malach, or a koichov, or a bazel, the malo. So Enoch Hanami, the stupid Hamoid Am, began to think that the idols have their own power. But the priests, who knew the lobdus of Avodah Zarah, they knew they didn't have power, they knew they made them, and they knew they were manufactured. That's when Avraham Avinu smashed up the idols and put the axe in the hands of the big one. And Terach said, what happened here? And he says, the big one, there was a fight. The big one, he said, they can't do that. Well, Terach knew that they can't do that. So one second, Mr. Terach, I don't understand. If you know that they're just dolls which you made, so why are you worshipping them? So he understood, because this represents that. Haman is suddenly projected into tremendous gedula. Gidal, Vaynaseyu, Yosin Kiso, Mial Kol Asorim. So Haman made himself into Avodah Zarah, Dahainu. What happened first? Before he made himself to Avodah Zarah, the Oilam bowed down to him. They bowed down to Haman because they were despoiled and they said his muzzle must be very strong. And they made it into an Avodah Zarah. The reason why they bowed down was not because First, the melech was mitzaveh them to bow down, and to be mekayim the mitzvahs ha-melech, they bowed down. No. They bowed down because his muscle must be so strong that, you know what happened? The melech was even mitzaveh that everyone should bow down to him. Ooh, that's a simon that his muscle is so strong, we have to bow down to him, al savoy dezara. Now, the ma'aseh, he's not avoy dezara. But also atzmoy avoy dezara. But he's not a real avoy dezara. What was the tzelem in the time of Nebuchadnezzar? Also wasn't a real avoy dezara. But the oilem bowed down to him. It looked like avoy dezara. If Mordechai would have bowed down to him, what Mordechai could definitely have bowed down to him to be mekayim the mitzvah samelech, and not the shame of a desire. Mordechai would have bowed down because the melech was mitzaveh that everybody has to bow down to Haman. But it's nothing to do with avei desire. The guy next to him, is mechavi to avei desire because he's so despoil. He believes the whole thing is masolis and avei desire. Okay, that's what you hold. But the mice of the melech was mitzaveh this. So therefore I'd be mekayim the law. But it looks like avodah zarah. If everybody else is bowing down as avodah zarah, they're mechavim to avodah zarah. If Mordechai bows down, it'll look like he's also doing it as avodah zarah. Looks like he holds like everybody else in the Shara Melech. Chalila, he's not going to do such a thing. What was the etzin taina on Klal Yisrael? They bowed down to the tselem. They only did it upon him. They weren't mekabel the tzelem as avodah zarah. Only the thing was, it was a chilul Hashem. It looked like avodah zarah. It looked like the yin bowing down. It looked like they're mekabel the tzelem for avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, "Heim osu leponim." So the whole taina on Klal Yisrael was the chilul Hashem leponim. And Mordechai is going to be metaken that chet of leponim, that even where theoretically he could bow down. Not as avodah zarah, as the tzivoy ha-melech, but it'll look like avodah zarah to other people. This is a tikkun. So he, Mordechai, lo yichre ve'lo yishtachave b'shum panim ha'ofen, and this is the beginning of the tikkun of the chet sheishtachave l'tzelem. Oh, v'yomer avdei ha-melech, Hashem shar ha-melech l'Mordechai, madu ata oveis mitzvas ha-melech. They had a taina. You're doing this, it's illegal what you're doing. The melech was mitzaveh. Vayihi ka'omrom eilov yoyim vayayim. And when he told them every day they chepped him. Why they were such nemonim to the melech. Vayihi ka'omrom eilov yoyim vayayim. Velo shom aleim. Then he didn't listen and he wouldn't bow down. Vayagidu lahaman. So they told Haman. He told them why. He told me, I'm a Yehudi. And you think it's avodah zarah. And I'm kofer in avodah zarah. And I'm not going to bow down to something which even looks like avodah zarah. You should know I'm moide on the emes. There's a borei olam in the world, and he runs the world. The avodah zarah doesn't run the world. The emes runs the world. Oh, so now it's a religious vikuach, right? It's an argument in religion. So they said, now we're going to tell Haman, we'll see. Let's see if he's right. Hayabdu Dovei Mordechai. The Rebbe Olam runs the world. Let's see what happens when we tell Haman about him. We'll see who runs the world. Now, you have to realize over here is something incredible. Haman walks out to the Shara Melech, and everybody falls on the floor. Hishtach Avoya is Pishut Yotayim V'Raklayim. You fall on the floor and you spread out your hands. That's Ishtach Amoya. Everybody in the Shara Melech is on the floor, except one person. Mordechai standing there, Amish Azay. And Haman didn't see. He never chapped. How come he didn't chap? They had to tell him. He didn't know himself. Because Haman was such a Baal Gaiver that when he walked into the Chotzer, he's walking like this. Kilo, he didn't see. Kilo, he didn't notice anything. You have some people you have certain people like that. The oilers stand up for them. So everybody, sit down. Sit down. And then when Ploidy doesn't stand up, they get all upset. You're such an Arnov. Why are you upset? He's a grace of Arnov. So, but then they told him. They told him Mordechai didn't bow down. Vayar Haman, he didn't believe it. He had to look himself. What? Somebody doesn't bow down in front of me. Vayahobot. Ki ein Mordechai Kareh Mishnachav Eloi. And this grace of tzaddik, Haman, vayimole Haman chema. He became full of chema. How much chema can Haman contain? Well, let me tell you, Rabbi Yisai, Haman had a chasnish shir of chema. Vayimole, full of chema. Vayivez be'enav nishnach yad be'mordechai levadoi. Now, I told you, but you're going to see it again. Now, I told you, the Rasha destroys himself. His Midas Rois are going to destroy himself. Watch how this guy is going to destroy himself. It was a bizoyin for him to chepa Mordechai. Nishlachel ba Mordechai levado. Ki higid lois ab Mordechai. They told him, the whole nation, that he's a yid. One second. Why is it a bizoyin, actually? What would be the problem to Chepa Mordechai? Because Vayivez was a bizoyin. What bizoyin was there? It's a bizoyin to be boy there. That Mordechai didn't bow down to me. What am I going to say? Mordechai didn't bow down to me. He's not going to say that. It's a bizoyin for me. He can't be boy to that. So then he decides it's a global problem. We have to solve the final solution, like Hitler writes in Mein Kampf. There's a whole big problem in the world. It's a thing. The whole yisod of nature is the survival of the fittest, and the Jews have survived, and they're not the fittest, so therefore they're yotzi min haklal, and I have to fix up the klal of nature. I had a big kasha on Hitler, a few kashas. One of them is that if you say that nature has this klal of survival of the fittest, and the Jews have survived, so then, lechoira, how do you decide that the Yotzim are klal? Either, one of two things, either it's a raya they're the fittest, or it's a raya that the klal isn't true. How did you decide that, no, the klal is emes, and there's something odd going on, ask the klal, and we have to fix up the klal? Okay, that's one of the many kashas on Hitler. But I'll cop on him, if you read Mein Kampf, it's such a boring book, it's very, very boring, you have to... 600 pages of thing. It's not all about Jews, Bichlal. It's all about his funny ideas of economy, economics, and Zach. Al-Kopalim, when you find the stuff about the Jews, there's interesting things there. So Haman was his Elter Zeda. Vayivakesh Haman, lahashmid es kol ha-Yehudim asher b'chol malchus achashverosh ha-Mordechai. It's nothing to do with the fact that Mordechai didn't bow down to him. There's a global problem. Here we have to solve the problem, get rid of the Jewish people. Never has to be minded that Mordechai. Now, I've got another question. Mr. Haman, if you were an Eved Nevon to the Melech, if you had a drop of Hakoras HaToiv, the Melech gave you so much covet, gave you everything, and then the Melech made a tzivui, that everybody should bow down to you, then what's in your covet? This Mordechai guy is Moirid B'Malchus. It's not a Pegiah in your covet, Haman. It's a Pegiah in the Melech's covet. But Haman is so, only sees his own covet. He can't see that. He can't think of anybody else's covet in the world. It's just a Pegiah in his covet. I've got to do something about it. I can't be Moirid in my covet, so we're going to destroy them all. Haman, go to the Melech and say, this Mordechai fellow, you made him sit in the Shara Melech, and in the Shara Melech, he's mevasi your choik, he doesn't keep your laws. Then let the Melech deal with it himself. And then faket, you're a big tzaddik, a big nebon to the Melech. No, he doesn't even think like that. Because all he sees is himself. No, this is stage B in getting rid of Haman. This was a big mistake that he made. Because at the end of the day, Mordechai was right. The Rebbeinu Shlom runs the world. Let's see. Ba'achoydish ha-rishon, u'choydish nisan, nishnas shtei b'Yisrael la'melech ha-chashverosh. He built Pur. Choydish ha-nisan, he made a Pur. What's a Pur? Hu ha-goyrol. That's in Parsish, the translation of a goyrol. He drew lots. Lifnei Haman, in front of Haman, was Hippil Pur Lifnei Haman. Miyob liyob, echodish lechodish, shneim asu, chodish adar. What's the pshat? What's going on over here? First of all, the God explains, the Yosef Lekach has his dirk, that what was he doing? He was trying to figure out when is the best day, al pi chochmas hamazalos, to get rid of the yin. There's a big problem. Says the Yosef Lekach, the God, Klal Yisrael are not under mazalos. Why not? Because al pi the mazalos, the kochovim mazalos, Avram ain't moilit. Avram cannot have children. And that is still true ad hayom hazeh. And if you'll look in a computer and you'll Google mazalos and everything and Avram and try and figure out how many children could Avram have, you'll see it's zero. Ad hayom hazeh zero. If you'll Google Avraham, will come up with a blank. There's no such person. The person doesn't exist. Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, changed his name and Sarai to Sarah and took them out of the Shlita of the Kochavim Masolos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham, Tzei mitztagninus shalach, Vayotze oisei hachutza. He took him outside. Chazal say, Tzei mitztagninus, I'm taking you out of this astrology. The Russian of the Medrash, Droich Koichva, tread on your Koichov. Your Basel is irrelevant now. Avram Eina Moilit, Avraham Moilit. So Ada Yom HaZeh, Klal Yisrael don't have a Basel. That's why Klal Yisrael and Malam in a Basolis. We don't have a Basel. So this Haman is trying to figure out when is the Basel Ra for Klal Yisrael. There's no such thing. So what can he do? He had to make, when is his mazel going to be the strongest? He built poor, lifnei haman. In the end, he made the poor, when is his mazel going to be the strongest? And he wanted to make a cheshbon. This, I don't understand what this means. You look at the Yosef Lekach, if anybody has a pshat, I've been asking people for years what the pshat in this Yosef Lekach. He gives a whole hesbon of how this goyrul works, which I don't understand what he's talking about. And he says the cheshbon is, you have to do yom first and then chodesh. He wanted to know which yom is the best yom and then which chodesh. And not do the chodesh first and then you're only going to get a protistika date in that month. He wanted to know mitzadik. What's the difference? I don't know. I don't understand that. But that's why he says biyom liyom bichodesh lechodesh. It should be the other way around. First you pick the month and then you pick which date of the month. He went the other way around. I and Shom what the cheshbonis are. Now, why did he make a goyro? Here we come to another massive yesoid. And it's good that we're saying this yesoid today, because it's something you have to know tomorrow. Parshas Zohar. Zohar is Yehesh Asher Osu Lecho Amalek, Baderech Betzeischem B'Mitzroyim. You have to remember what Amalek did. Ashekorcho baderech. So what's the poshut pshat? Loshut mikre. He didn't declare war. He just attacked us all of a sudden. Surprise attack. Vayizanev becho. And he went by the back. He didn't go to the front of Klal Yisrael, to the main part. Abakas zonov. He went and attacked the back. Who? Kol anechesh aloi bacharecho. All the weak ones. They didn't attack the strong ones in Klal Yisrael. And he waited till we were in a matzav of being tired out and yogea. And he didn't have Yerushalayim. Frank the Brisker Rav, Mishulah de Kazach. Moshe Lamadov Adoyme. This is possible, Mishulah de. Moshe Lamadov Adoyme. Person asks you, he calls him Mashgiach. And he asked about Bocha for Shidduch. He said, I want to know about Ploini Amoini. I understand he learnt in your yeshiva 5 years ago. Who? Ploini Amoini. Oh, Ploini Amoini? Oh, you really want to know about Ploini Amoini? Yeah, I want to know about Ploini Amoini. Do you know anything about him? No, you're the first person I'm asking. Matzir for a Shidduch? Yeah. Well, as I have to tell you, Plodi Amoini was mamash kicked out of our yeshiva 5 years ago. Why? Because when we caught him, that he was in town doing the worst things, Rahmana Litzlan, with, I don't know why he needs a shidduch, he was up to all sorts of things then already. He was drunk every single night. We caught him with serious drugs. And it was Mechal Shabbos. And he never came to say the Musa. So you're telling me all these things, and he never came to say the Musa? So the Brisker, what is he saying over here? He's Korcho Baterech. Vaizanei Becho. Kol Anecha Sholi Macharecho. A coward from a coward from a coward. But oh, he'd be okay. He waited till he was so shvach. But no, Yirei Elokim, and Amalek didn't have any Yirei Shemayim. Muslims, after all that, tell me, oh, Yirei Elokim. So the Brisker of the Yisoid here is a Yisoid to understand Amalek. So the Brisker of Chazal say that why does a Gadav pay Kefir and a Gazlan only pays Hashem Sakzela? Chazal say, what's the difference between a Gazlan and a Gadav? A Gazlan is a guy who walks through the front door when the family's there, he's got a hatchet or whatever he's got a gun, holds them up, give me all your money, give me all your jewels, give me everything, and he runs away. What's the Gadav? A Gadav is a guy who makes cheshbonos. A Gadav is scared to walk through the front door. A Gadav watches the house, stalks the whole thing, waits till he makes sure that knows how many people live in the house, sees that they leave, and then he figures out how to cut the burglar alarm. We're not talking about South Africa, because now you get over those walls and fences, electric fences, but anyway, maybe he figures out how to do it, and he cuts the burglar alarm and stealthily steals into the house, takes the money and runs away, and nobody should see him. So Chazal, the Gazlan is better than the Gadav. Why? In our city, the way we don't think Torahdik, so we think, oh, the Gazlan's far worse. What do you mean? You come into the, so we don't think Torahdik. Torah says, the Gazlan is not scared of anyone. The Gazlan walks through the front door, he's not scared of human beings, he's not scared of the Borei Olam. So Yishkin Kashi, he's not scared of the Borei Olam. He's not scared of anyone. But the Gadav, who's scared of people, and he's scared of the police, and he's scared of everything, why isn't he scared of the Borei Olam? He has to pay kefil. So the Brisker of, this is what the Pasuk is saying about Amalek. If Amalek would have come in the front and attacked like a normal, declared war and made a normal war, Mela. But he made cheshbonos and cheshbonos. And he comes from the back, and he comes with derech mikre, and he shalim, and he waits till your oyeh for your geya. He makes cheshbonos and cheshbonos. He's frightened and scared of all the things. Hello, Yirei Elokim, and he doesn't take Hashem into account. That's the biggest tainah. Therefore, mochitim cheseicha Amalek. This is Haman is an Amaleki. You'll see throughout the Megillah, we're going to see how many cheshbonos this man makes. He's choshesh for everything in the world. This is the beginning, only the beginning. We're going to see what he makes his plan, what he's choshesh for. He's choshesh and choshesh. He's choshesh that mazalus will be not a good mazal. So that's the first thing. He finds out when's the best time for him to do this plan. And come over, there's one thing he doesn't take into account, as we're going to see Mamish, the beginners in Mefurish. He's not going to take into account for lo yirei Elokim. We're going to see it. Vayemer Haman laMelech Achashverosh. So that he comes after he's got the date. He comes to the Achashverosh. Yeshnoi am echod, mefuze umefoyred bein ha'amim. They're scattered. Nobody really likes them, and nobody cares about them. Bechot medinas haMalchus echod. They're scattered throughout the Malchus. V'dasem shodes mikolam. Nobody likes them because they have a different das, different religion. They don't keep the das amelech. That's not true. You got raya from one person. The Mordechai didn't keep this thing. None of them keep the das amelech. For amelech ain't shoy veladicha, but it's not worth keeping them alive. If amelech toiv, yikos save la abdom. it should be written to La'abdo. They should be lost. He didn't say La'hargo. Why not? Because God says he was Choshesh. You've got to ask the Melech to kill the whole nation. Maybe he'll say no. So he said La'abdo. What's La'abdo mean? Could mean a lot of things. Could mean they'll become Avodim. Don't think he meant that. I mean, he was an Ashkenazi, and La'abdom with an Ayin and Aleph is the same, because the Chayra, he was a Sfadi, he was in Poras. So La'abdom and La'abdom. Baal Koponim, what does it mean, La'abdom? Right? It could mean to kill them, could mean a lot of things. But that's what he asked. Aseris alofim kika kesev eshkol alidei oisei abaloch alofi yogizei abelech. And it's not worth your while. I'll bring a lot of money to the Ginzei HaMelech. Now, what would you have thought the Achashverosh ought to have said? He should have said, which nation are you talking about? He's asking to be ma'abed a whole nation in his malchus. I'm telling them, mefuzim mefayrim, so what? There are a lot of people. Destroy a whole nation. Doesn't ask a word. He gave his tabas. You can decide whatever you want. Why? Achashverosh knew who he was talking about. Achashverosh is a big soda Israel. And Achashverosh, the Gemara says, a moshul to two people, neighbors, have neighboring fields. One has a big ditch. One has a tail, has a bump in his field. The tail is a big problem for him. He can't sow the field properly, he can't plow the field, he's got to cut this thing. So he would like to get rid of the tail. And the ditch guy, it's also a problem. He can't sow anything in the ditch. So the Baal of the bar comes to the Baal HaTail and he says, let's get rid of your tail, get rid of the tail. And you fill up the hole, and then we'll both have the Tova Shneinu. Kach, who wants to move more? The Baal HaTail. The Baal HaTail wants to get rid of the tail, and the Baal HaBar has a place to put the thing which is the Tova Asoi. Achashverosh is the Baal HaTail. He wants to get rid of the Klal Yisrael. And Haman is enabling it to happen. Whereas I've got a ditch, I've got somewhere to put the tail. So they spoke in Rebozim, and Achashverosh, he's a melech. Maral says, one of the psichas in the Gemara is psichas to the parasha. One of the psichas is Bikum Aleinu Adam. And the Gemara says, Adam v'le melech. So Maral says, a king will not do certain things. Certain things when a person has malchus, so to execute a whole nation is beyond what a king can do. An Adam can do it. A mensch has no shaykhus to this type of way of thinking. He could do it. That's why Hitler was a very special bria. He wasn't used to politics. He wasn't a thing. He was a down and out. But Edsem, Hitler was a mamzer, ben mamzer, ben mamzer. That's also interesting. Three doors of mamzerus. To produce such a Russia is not so easy. And he was a mensch and didn't have any klalim and anything. When he became chancellor, the prime minister at the beginning, so the chancellor, who was from the aristocracy, he couldn't stand him because he was a gutter mensch. But when he came to present his credentials to the chancellor, he didn't even stand up when he walked in. And he was mavazing him with the covert. Eventually he died, and then Hitler made himself the chancellor, so there wasn't any problems anymore. But I'll go upon him. So Haman just says these things, Beremez. He's choshesh, the Melech won't be agreeing. And the Melech immediately agrees, but the Melech knows what he's talking about. Is because he's choshesh, and he doesn't say things beforeish, we're going to see this is going to help, this is part of the geula. There's another ingredient in the ness. And he has gave it over to Agogi Tzore HaYehudim. Vayomer HaMelech LaHaman, HaKesev Nosen Loch. I don't need money. No, the Achashverosh is such a tzaddik. I don't need the money. V'ha'om Lasis Bo Katoim Beinecho. Whatever you think is good, whatever you think, Mr. Haman. Vayikoru Sofri HaMelech Machodish HaMishim B'Shloish HaOso Yoyim Boi. Vayikosev Kechol HaShetziv HaHaman El Achsh Naro Penei HaMelech Vela Pachos HaShem Medino Medino Vel Sorry Am Va'om Medino Medino Kichsova Va'am Va'om Kilshoyne B'Shem HaMelech Achashverosh Nichtov V'Nechtam B'Tabas HaMelech. He was allowed to do that. That's how Achashverosh gave Rishus. What was written? Now look what he did. Nishlach Svarim V'Yad HaRotzim Kol Medinos HaMelech La hashmid, la reg, ula abed, es kol hayehudim, minav ad zokain, taf venoshim, beyoim echot, bishlosha osa, the chodish name osa, chodish ador, ushlolam lavois. Nachon, it says la abed. He was pretty and very clear what he means, la abed. La hashmid, la reg, ula abed. What are these three lashonas? So the God, la hashmid means shmat, destroy the Torah, destroy religion. If there's no yid, there's no religion. Larug is beguf. Ula abed is to burn the gufim. He wanted to burn the gufim of the yin. There should not be a zecher of the yin. Hitler was not the mechadish. It was his zayd. It was mechadish, the whole thing, to have the crematoria. And shlolam lovois, the money should be scattered, should be spoiled, says the God. Sheloi ikari shame Yisrael on anything. Shouldn't be any zecher anymore. So says, Amalek also has a mitzvah mechias Amalek. They're the same mitzvah as we do. Only they go raise Yehudim. We have Amalek. Ushalom Lavois. So he sent out these letters to all the governors, all these pachim and etc. Pas shegin aksov ni nos etos bechom dino dino golu lekolo abim. Now there was a big poster which he put up in every city, which all the people could read. And there it says, Lias Asidim Layom Azeh. All it said there was you've got to prepare yourself for Yud Gimel Adar next year. What's going on? So the God, he was Choshesh. This is a true Amalek. He's Choshesh for everything. He was Choshesh. If he publicized his Gezerah, the Yin Ben time, you've got a year. This is in Nisan he's doing this. It's in 11 months' time the Gezeirah is going to happen. That's how the Gerul came out. He was conscious that in the 11 months the Yidden would know that they're the object of the Gezeirah. They'd go make shtadlonas to the governors in different places. Different people have different ksharim, and give money, give this, give persuade them. The people have a protectia and this, and the Gezeirah wouldn't happen. So what did he do? He operated on two levels. He sent secret letters to all the governors, in which it said the whole plan, Lahashmi, Larim, Lahabit, and the whole thing. Tafanoshi, very clear. But that was a secret. And that was not publicized. What he published was the Pas Shegen. It everywhere was put up these posters, the Pas Shegen, which was Goli Lekola Abim. There it didn't say what. It just said, you prepare yourselves for Yud Gimel Adar, signed and sealed by the Melech. Prepare for Yud Gimel Adar. Nobody knows. That says you've got to prepare. Now, Horotzim Yotzu Tchufim. Why do you have to do that? Lechoira, because if only the governors will take out the letters on Yud Gimel Adar, secret letters, and they'll tell everyone, now you have to kill the Jews, people will say, well, Mafi Tom, what's going on? They'll be shocked. But if you know the Melech has declared that Yud Gimel Adar is going to be a special day, and everybody's looking for what is it about, and then the governors will come and say, the Melech told us what you have to do is lash below the Yidden. So they'll be ready. Harotzim Yotzu Tchufim Bidvar HaMelech V'Ados Nitno B'Shushan Abiro. So they sent it out quickly as possible. This is Lo Yehumen. HaMelech Mohammed Yoshu Lishtois. They sat down, they just decreed, they're going to kill a whole nation. What they do, have a party. It's like they say there's a lot of riots. We know that the Hitler used to have dinner parties, and they used to come and tell him how many Jews they'd killed. All the results of what's going on in the concentration camps. It was the Chazakim Nochamel. It gave him a lot of simcha. They're sitting down. They're about to kill a whole nation. And they're Yasu Lishnois. So he said it, what we say L'chaim every time they picked up. L'mavis. Ah, yeah, I'm killing them. Ah, you know. Have another drink, Mr. Holm. Well, here's Shusha, Nabok. Shusha, because this was on the day that the Pascheng was put up. Nobody knew what was going on. U'modchayoda. Let's call Hashenaso. He knew everything. How did he know? Mordechai was a Yehudi. Mordechai told him the Rebbeinu Shel Olam runs the world. Mordechai knew Baruch HaKodesh. Oh, who runs the world? The Eibusher runs the world. Mordechai Yodas, Kol HaShenaso. Okay. Now, everybody thinks that the whole story of Purim is we had Esther in the Beis HaMalchus. And so Mordechai went and told Esther, and Esther solved the problem. Oh, yeah? That wouldn't have solved any problem. What's the problem? The problem is that there was a chet of Ishtachu and Tzelem. That's the problem. This gezeirah is a result of that chet. What needs to be solved is that problem. So what did he do? The first thing he did was Vayikra Mordechai Esmikodov, Vayil Bash Sak for Eifer. He put on sack for Afer. Vayesi b'soicha ir, and he went out into the streets of the city. Vayizak zocha gedoyno mara, and he davened a gemaltig tefillah in public. Everybody sees now Mordechai davening to the Borei Olam. What was the chet? They didn't want to stand up against all the going bowing down. They were worried. Oh, what will the goyim say? What will the goyim say? So they bowed down. Mordechai is betaken. There's a Borei Olam, and it doesn't matter that now we're in Golus. There's the same Borei Olam. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, it was more begolui. We're still, the Borei Olam is still here. So he went out and he davened to the Borei Olam publicly, declaring that Eibishter is the balabos for the world. That's his chelik, tikkun, the hemshich of the tikkun, from Lo Yichra Marisha. But 1 second. Vayovoy ad lifnei Shara Melech, ki ein lovoy al Shara Melech milush sok. But he could only walk up to the Shara Melech and not go into the Shara Melech, because you can't go into the Shara Melech with sok. I go out. 1 second. Mordechai, I've got a big kasha to you. Ishtadlus. Give to Ishtadlus. There's a gzeri. Give to Ishtadlus. Ishtadlus. Mordechai looks at you, Ishtadlus. I'm doing the Ishtadlus. Ishtadlus is to be taking the chet. But Mordechai, don't you need to tell Esther? Mordechai, Davin, Mevakosha Rabo, we understand you're from Davin. First, before you put on the Levush sack, just spend 5 minutes, go and tell Esther. Big Son Terry, she told Esther. Go and tell Esther about the Gzera and get her to go and do something to the Melech. Then afterwards go daven, Mavakosha, then go out and put your sack and go daven. In other words, first you go to the doctor, and then you go you ask people to daven. No, that's not how Mordechai works. That's not how the world works. We need a tikkun of the chet, that's the aleph. That's the aleph and that's the tof. How's the nest going to come? Ubechal Medina. Mordechai's hisoyrus was goyreim b'derech siyata dishmaya, that every single place where the Dvar HaMelech comes, the yin were all disoyre in the nihuge tshuva tzoyim b'chi mispei tefillah, everyone in a public oifen. And this is the tikkun of Klal Yisrael's chelik in the tikkun of the chet. And now there's a tikkun of the chet. Now the Eibishter will bring the geula. But he can't tell Esther. He can't go in the thing. So let the Rebbeinu Shel Olam run the world. So the Naras Esther came and they told her. Vatishlach begodim lahalbish es Mordechai ulhasi sachim be'olav lekibel. So she sent him clothes, put on clothes, come and tell me, and then go back to David. Velo kibel chas v'shalom. I'm not being mafsik in my tefillah. 1 second. What do you do? Vatikro Esther la'asoch misori se'amelech asher hevin lefoneh vatzaveyu al Mordechai lodas maaseh ve'al maaseh. So she sent Daniel to go and speak to Mordechai, Beloshen Tzivui, go and Tzivui to go and find out Maze v'al Maze, what's going on and what's the Sibo, the Al Maze. Vayetze Asoch and Mordechai Rechoy v'ir asher lifnei Shar HaMelech. So he went out to speak to Mordechai. We have to stop here because there's a shir now. So, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow night, Bezal Hashem, we want to carry on Be'erich 9:30. We'll carry on Mirtz Hashem.